Howdy, partners. This is Baxter Schwartz, and I'm a real-life cowboy. Ever find yourself hankering to talk like a cowboy? Well, come on down to USC, the University of Speaking Cowboy, where we'll get you flapping your jaws like a genuine buckaroo. You'll learn authentic cowboy lingo like tin horn, consarnet, darn tootin', and persnickety female.
What did you just say?
And my personal favorite, pesky varmint. Now, we'll also talk about the three D's, dad blame, dad burned, and dad gummit, and why cowboys have so many father issues. What's the difference, you ask, between rustling cattle and rustling up some vittles? Not knowing could leave you hanging. We'll teach you to know when to mosey, when to trot, and when to giddy up. We'll explore such questions as, why is every camp cook named Cookie? And exactly how far away is yonder?
Before enrolling at USC, I couldn't even yodel hee-hoo to save my life. Now I can whoopee-tie-yo and do-si-do like a pro.
Here at our cowboy boot camp, we not only teach you how to talk, but how to reckon, ponder, and walk in chaps without chafing. You'll also learn how to wear your hat with just the right tilt so as you look all purdy-like. We'll have you busting broncos, punching dogies, and poking cows in no time flat. You'll jingle-jangle jingle or your money back. I guarantee it. Here at USC, we'll turn your tenderfoot into a ranch hand.
USC is sponsored by the NBA, the National Beef Alliance, and is not affiliated with the National Basketball Association or the University of Southern California. Side effects of attending USC may include gunshot wounds, gorings, rope burns, scalping, gastrointestinal issues, and a lonely heart.
And now, the self-loathing cowboy.
All right, I want you two rascals out of town by sunup. Sundown.
Is that a cactus in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? Let's get us a little tortoise, mama, and tie it to the bed. Look at all them cowboys kissing in the moonlight. Smell them prairie dogs burning. It's getting late. The sun is going down. The Shriners have retired their fezzes for the night. Somewhere in the east, Walt Disney is cryogenically frozen. Outside it's raining, cats and dogs. They hit the ground with a sickening sound. Dachshunds bouncing off the rooftops. Pekingese piling up in mounds. Does God grade on a curve? To be so judgmental takes a lot of nerve. I wish that I could be just like him, but there's no room for promotion.
Let us now return to the thrilling days of yore in the Weimar Republic.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Herstellung von Lachen. I am your MC, Gunther Buntcake. A funny thing happened to me on the way to the cabaret this evening. I found I was still alive, so I cursed God. The other day I thought I experienced a slight urge to live. However, it was just indigestion caused by some strudel I had eaten. I could hear God laughing at me. Schopenhauer, Kierkegaard, and Nietzsche walked into a bar. The bartender says, "We don't serve many philosophers in this place." Nietzsche said, "At these prices, I'm not surprised." And now, please welcome the comedy team of Sturm und Drang.
Good evening, Herrs und Herrses.
I think the bird you're looking for is Fräuleins.
Yeah, you bet I am. Looking for Fräuleins.
Ach, you are incorrigible, Sturm. Oh, by the way, who was that woman I saw you met last night?
That was no woman.
I see. By the way, how many marks does it take to buy a light bulb in which to screw in?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Sturm, why does the Weimar Republic ban balloons?
Because of hyperinflation?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The Kaiser.
The Kaiser who?
The Kaiser standing outside your door knocking, Dummkopf.
Ach, I am shamed.
By the way, Drang, what do you get when you cross Und Weimaraner mit Immanuel Kant?
I do not know, Sturm.
A hunting dog that looks for categorical theories of apperception.
And now, a song.
You said that I should read the great philosophers. You said that I could use a new slant. You told me to look for an answer. How can I find one if Immanuel can't?
All right, everybody.
Why do we exist? Where do we come from? Where do we go? We searched the world over and we thought we found beauty. Then we read Hegel and it was gone.
Clap your hands, you swine. And now, please welcome to Heidelberg Spitfire, Nelly von Blitzenputzen. For the benefit of the American servicemen in the club, I will translate her song for you.
Ich habe keine Lust.
I do not feel desire.
Als ich mich unter den Tisch.
When I am under the table.
Auf dicke Hose machen.
Make thick trousers.
Mit einem Affen und einem Fisch.
With a monkey and a fish.
Mein Knoblauch ist investiert.
My garlic is invested.
Es gibt Bohnen in meinen Socken.
There are beans in my socks.
Und wenn ich meine Verben konjugiere.
Und wenn I conjugate my verbs.
Meine Lippen tanzen mit Leiden.
My lips dance with suffering.
Oh, der Kaiser ist ein reizender Junge.
Oh, the Emperor is a lovely boy.
Und trägt solche Lieblingssachen.
Und carries such favorite things.
Tanzt den Walzer unter dem Mond.
He dances the waltz under the moon.
Und ist immer gut aufgenommen.
Und is always well received.
And now, Nelly would like to do her impression of President Hindenburg.
Tombstone, Arizona. You've heard about the OK Corral, Doc Holliday, and Wyatt Earp. But this has nothing to do with them or the quality souvenirs and fine fudge they would later be remembered for. This is the tale of vegetarian cowboys of the Old West.
I'm awful sorry, fella. I don't know if I can help you.
Look, lady, my readers back east want to hear about the wild, wild west. You know, tales of horse thieving, bronc busting, train robbing, gunfights at high noon, man pitted against man in the searing heat of the Arizona desert.
Wait, now that you mention it, there was a standoff in the middle of the street just last week.
Wonderful. You must tell me all the gory details.
Well, Black Bart came a-walking from the east. Sidewinder Pete rounded the livery stable on the west.
Yes?
Then Black Bart spat on the ground. A couple of the womenfolk fainted.
And then?
Then all the townfolk poured out into the street for a good old-fashioned tough love intervention. They got the boys to talk about their feelings with the territorial counselor from Yuma. Bart realized that his violent outburst stemmed from his mother's passive-aggressive way of dealing with her husband's alcoholism. Pete came to understand that his bushwhacking of other people's mining claims was related to his own fear of intimacy. Then they all had a group hug and went their separate ways.
Say, fear of intimacy? Group hug? I can't write that. I'd lose my job. Our readers don't want to hear about that. They want to hear about the real West, you know, the excitement, the danger.
Well, we did have that record rainfall a couple years back. Lasted 23 minutes. Weeds growing up like all get out. Well, what'll it be, boys?
We'll take the usual.
Would you mind if I ask you a few questions for a newspaper article?
Are we gonna get our names in the paper? Talking makes me thirsty.
Say, why don't I buy you fellows a round of drinks? Name your poison.
Hot damn! I'll have me a glass of milk with a shooter of carrot juice.
I'll have Shirley Temple straight up in a dirty glass.
And I'll have a mineral water. Hold the lime this time.
Tell me, it must be really rough out there on the trail, eh? Three men, all alone, sleeping with your bedrolls on the hard, cold ground.
And not being able to brush your teeth as often as you like.
Day after day, breathing the dust of the prairies, riding herd on 100 head of ornery cows.
Listen, Slick,
nobody calls a cow ornery in front of me. Them's fighting words.
Gabby? Gabby? You know you're supposed to watch your blood pressure.
Help me fetch my medicine. It's out in the gray-blue Pinto. Between the two Mustangs.
Gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause any trouble.
Well, it's not your fault. Gabby ain't no spring chicken anymore. Heart attack is the number two cause of death among cowpokes. Second only to accidental hanging. I remember the night Gab first complained of a pain in his chest. Doc told us his main aorta had tightened up like a French corset on the preacher's wife.
Well, I guess I owe you an apology.
I bet you never even seen a real cow up close and personal. They make great pets. Nothing more loyal than a cow. They like to sleep right at the foot of your bedroll. The big old tongue waking you up in the morning, licking you on the hind side.
I spent a lot of time myself out on the range without a woman. Often I'd find myself staring into those big brown eyes. I never seen eyes so clear and true. Then one day, at the end of a big drive to Kansas City, I decided I just couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't let an animal I loved and respected end up as an all-you-can-eat shrimp and steak combo platter.
But you're cowboys. That's how you make your living. Herding cattle to the slaughterhouse.
It is a doozy of a moral and ethical dilemma.
That's why every spring we herd them dogies on up to Santa Fe to the Bar S Ranch and Holistic Wellness Boviary. There, we all undergo a week-long species awareness seminar.
We learn that all creatures is created equal, and I'll kill any man that says different.
Gabby, calm down.
We learn that milking is okay, as long as the cow is willing and of age.
While the cattle are taking their riparian sensitivity class, we cowboys are fasting. Then it's time for exercise, and then you got your three R's, roping, riding, and aerobics.
Outer health leads to inner peace.
Sometimes I ride a while on a stationary horse and then do a little fence mending for upper body.
Oh, what about leather? I notice you're all wearing boots.
Now, this here is cruelty-free leather. These animals all filled out a skin donor card.
At the end of the seminar, we all head off to Taos for the street fair. Some of the local engines have this really wonderful way of making fruit jerky. Nothing satisfies hunger better than an open pit barbecue garden burger and a steaming bowl of tofu chili.
All right, calm down.
All right, well, I think we're getting somewhere. Tell me more about the Indians, you know, those bloodthirsty Apaches swooping in on their majestic war ponies, scalping, looting.
Selling cigarettes without state sales tax.
The only Indian we got in these parts is the U.S. Marshal.
Well, now say, that's interesting. Tell me about this primitive savage. How many men has he killed with his bare hands?
Why don't you ask him yourself? He just arrived by stage.
Stagecoach?
No, stage ride.
Ah, my good friend. I hear you have been looking for an Indian. My name is Gandhi.
But he's no savage. He's a man of peace. In fact, with his nonviolent approach, he's done cleaned up this town.
Some folks are fast on the draw. Marshal Gandhi here's quick on the fast.
All right, you bad cowboys. You'd better behave right now, or I won't eat another bite. I really mean it, not one bite.
Hey there, Slim. How about I buy you a drink?
Oh, okay, but just a glass of mineral water, please. Put in an olive. Oh, do you have any of those little cocktail onions?
Vegetarian cowboys of the Old West. Men too tough and too healthy to die.
And please, oh please, one of those little stalks of celery.
Little stalks of celery sitting on my plate. Some are filled with cream cheese, others filled with hate. Cow ladies and cow gentlemen, let's bring back once again the poet laureate of Barrio Haiku, the inventor of the Nerf Safety Spur number 2, Baxter Schwartz.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Smitherman, for starting off the second half of our cowboy poetry slam. It might be nice of you to choose a different subject matter once in a while, but who am I to judge? Our next artist is a pretty little lady who's been roping and riding since she was knee-high to a tumblebug. Folks, put your hands together, please, for Cheyenne Rabinowitz.
Cows, low and moo. Udders bloated, waiting for human hands. Where babies, sweet lips should be. I join them, a kinship formed. I, too, have milk-producing organs. Imagine, great herds of me. Trail into the slaughterhouses, stampede. The only defense. Get out of the way, we bellow. Horns useless, bells clanking. They call us doggies, but our teeth betray us. Herbivores with five stomachs, real dogs gnashing, canines chewing, rawhide and hoof. We are cuds, ourselves.
Well, I know that we'll all think of Cheyenne, that hottie, every time we order the double lottie. Well, I guess it's my turn to share a little poem with you. It's about 8 lines long, I reckon. Riding the range with my pistols and saddle. Riding the range over cactus and dirt. My feet in the stirrup, I keep a tight straddle. That's 'cause I don't want to fall and get hurt. Riding the range through the valleys and canyons. Riding the range with sharp rocks all around. Riding the range gives me sores on my bottom. And that's why you can't keep this good old boy down.
This has been a Plastic Cactus podcast, written and performed by Mike Sterner and Terry Owen, with special guests Nancy Stanley, Kay Sather, Nick Seaver, and Bridget Thumb. Thank you for listening.